Jesus proclaims liberty to the captives and sets free those who are oppressed. And who is more in captivity than an addict? And who is more oppressed than one whose addiction makes demands for satisfaction that increase day by day? But Jesus came to deliver such a person. Oh, glory! There is hope for everyone. Have you noticed how people tend to draw away from a person who suffers under an addiction? Even something as common as smoking cigars or cigarettes is offensive to many people. But persons who are seriously addicted to beverage alcohol or to other types of habit-forming narcotic drugs will have many people shun them. Sexual addiction, particularly the practice of perverted sexual acts, will repulse many others. Even many Christians lack sympathy with an addict. And that raises the question, what is God's attitude toward a person who is addicted to a harmful substance or act? And the answer is twofold. First, God forbids any action which results in an addiction. An addiction is harmful to your physical body, but your body has been designed of God. It is the temple of God. It is to be used in serving people in the name of God. It is included in the redemptive act of Jesus Christ, and it will be raised to life again when Jesus returns. The Bible says, the body is for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And that means you're to use your body in ways that please God. Read Proverbs, for instance, to see God's attitude toward drinking alcoholic beverages. You will find such statements as, do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly. At the last it bites like a serpent and stings like an adder. It warns, do not mix with wine bibbers or with the gluttonous eaters of meat, for the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty. But remember, God can condemn sin without rejecting the sinner. He forbids all types of addiction, but He offers hope to the addicted person. First, God loves the addict. The Bible speaks of His love for the whole world, and that includes good people and bad people. It includes people in every condition, and it includes the people whose addiction is destroying them and breaking the hearts of those who love them. The love of God is universal, for the world which God loves does not mean the earth with its mountains and valleys and lands and seas. It is the world of mankind. It's the human social order apart from God. No one is so bad that God does not love him any longer. The love of God is unconditional. He does not love us in view of our merit. He loves us in view of our need. He does not demand that we clean up our lives and overcome our addictions and become worthy of His love. He comes to us in our vileness and loves us by rescuing us from ourselves. The love of God is unselfish. It is extended for the sake of the beloved, not for the benefit of the lover. God's love is expressed to us in His act of sending Jesus, His only begotten Son, to rescue us from our sins. And He did it for our sakes. If you are addicted, be assured of this fact. God loves you in spite of your addictive bondage. He loves you and is ready to rescue from the addictive master which has enslaved you. Not only does God love the addict, but Jesus died for the addict. If you ask, how do I know God loves me in my addiction? The answer is given in Scripture. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Is addiction a sin against your body and against God? Yes, it is. But Jesus came to rescue sinners from their sins. Listen to Romans 5, verses 6 through 8. When we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Addiction is a sin. Christ died for sinners. Therefore, Christ died for the addicted person, the same as for those who are not addicted. Who needs to hear these words? Is it you? Are you addicted to tobacco, liquor, various hard drugs, sensuality, perversion, or anything else? If so, there is hope. The redemptive work of Jesus Christ includes your physical body as well as your immortal spirit. So believe it and claim deliverance from your addiction in Him, just as you claimed a deliverance for sin in Him. He's the great physician who has come to heal you. Third, Jesus forgives the offenses of the addict. He can forgive the sin of an addiction the same as any other sin. In fact, the Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. So distinguish between the guilt of sin and the consequences of sin. Forgiveness means you're no longer guilty, no longer subject to judgment for your sin. But you can be forgiven and still have to face the consequences of your sin. God will forgive your guilt, for instance, but not restore your health, which was destroyed by the addiction. Claim 1 John 1:9 as your key verse. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now that includes all the sins which were related to your addiction. Believe it and accept it and rejoice. Fourth, God delivers the addict. Jesus summarizes His ministry in these words written by the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Now note that Jesus proclaims liberty to the captives and sets free those who are oppressed. But who is more in captivity than an addict? And who is more oppressed than one whose addiction makes demands for satisfaction which increase day by day? And Jesus said He came to deliver such a person. Oh, glory! There is hope for everyone. Sometimes the Lord's deliverance is immediately and effortlessly. I remember the testimony of an alcoholic whose bondage was taken away upon his conversion to Christ. Immediately. And yet I've known other alcoholics who had to fight their bondage and to win the victory day by day. I do not know why deliverance is immediate for some and not for others. I only know that Jesus can set free the person who is addicted to any substance or lifestyle. Now, has this study touched a need in your life? Are you addicted to something or to some habit? If so, do you realize that your body, where the addiction rages, belong to God? Are you willing to seek and receive deliverance? Are you willing to come to Jesus Christ for deliverance? Well, here is His invitation. Come to Me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn from Me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. I encourage you to respond with a very sincere, Lord, I come. Father, so many people are suffering in bondage to some addictive sin today, and we thank You for loving them in spite of their sin. Thank You for Jesus, whose death paid the full penalty and made possible total deliverance from all sin. And may they experience that deliverance today for Jesus' sake. Amen.